In the parlor at this beautiful Grand Hotel for the 2021 Mackinac Policy Conference, underway and in a big way. And as I said to Sandy Brew earlier, a tough job with everything going on, COVID notably, and yet getting a great group of people to be here and to present, one of them being the president of Huntington Bank Southeast Michigan Region, Eric Dietz.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's nice to see you. Nice to have you here.
It's great to be here. It feels so good to be back at the island.
Doesn't it?
It does.
It almost feels normal, but I know it's not. I mean, we're not.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. We're getting close, I think. Now, I understand that the vision of the conference, reimagining a healthy Michigan, really resonates with you and with Huntington. Why is that?
You know, it does, Paul. I mean, you know, we do some things around our footprint, around health, you know, whether it's supporting a walk or we do a big bike ride in Columbus. But I think, you know, at the heart of it, we're all about financial health. So Huntington is an institution that's responsible for making sure that people have access to capital. You know, the saying that we get accused of often is wanting to lend to people who can prove they don't need it. That has to be broken, and we have to figure that out. And we think we have. You know, when you look at our platform and the things that we've done in the SBA with PPP, you know, how aggressively we attacked that program and got mm-hmm. money in the hands of the people that needed it. But we want to keep that going. We want to keep rolling down that road and make sure that Huntington is there to create programs and access to capital for those that really need it. I heard you talking earlier to Mr. Bollinger. Startup, you know, 6-7 years ago, and somewhere along the way he needed capital to get that thing where it is, and he
sure.
still needs it.
Sure.
So that's just one example. But
and great to know that he moved from New York to where he should be.
Absolutely.
Here in the Motor City to be doing his trucks. In June, Eric, shortly after Huntington's merger with TCF, you guys announced a new strategic community plan that includes if I'm not mistaken, like a $40 billion investment over 5 years, including $1 billion for Wayne County and Detroit and $11 billion total for the state of Michigan. Is some of that investment set aside for economic development, say, for small businesses,
it sure
for example?
Is. You know, and that's a good example. Huntington's always had a plan. We've always wanted to be in the communities that we're lending money into and supporting. And this plan is twice our last plan. So our last plan was $20 billion, and when we realized the size of the new company after we merged with TCF, we needed to do more. And so we went from 20 to 40. And the one thing that you mentioned, there's specificity around Detroit. So nowhere in our plan is to talk about any other cities except Detroit.
Hmm.
So I hope the audience realizes that we're serious when we say our commercial headquarters is going to be in Detroit. We're moving to Detroit next year. We're going to make sure that we continue to provide access to the businesses in Detroit.
So have you kicked off?
We have.
These new programs?
Yeah, one program that came out of this platform already is called Lift Local, and it's a micro program for startups, for minorities, for women, for veterans, and anybody doing business in a low to moderate income area.
Mm-hmm.
So it's off to a great start. We will do loans from $1,000 to $150,000. SBA supported. We pay all the fees. It has a very moderate rate, and we do some financial education around that client every single time we make a loan.
Eric Dietz, president of Huntington Bank Southeast Michigan Region, with us here on WJR at 7:40, and continuing with the conference theme of a healthy Michigan. And you mentioned healthcare and such. How does a bank help communities become healthier?
You know, I go back to financial health. I mean, we need to make sure that, you know, people have access to a home. You know, if you're living in a home and you're able to provide for your family in that type of environment, we think that leads to physical health too. And you're going to have a healthier family. You're going to have a healthier place to raise your family. So we talked a little bit about businesses and all the things that we do there, Paul. We're very aware of the need to make sure affordable housing is top of mind.
So what are you doing in that area to help for affordable housing?
We have $24 billion set aside, 12 of which is going to be strictly for minorities and making sure that in those areas we provide affordable housing. So it's in addition to doing a single mortgage for a family, we're also looking to do the developer loans too. So if there's a developer coming into Detroit that wants to build a 100-unit property, that's going to fit in that category, we want to be at the table.
Are you getting much action like that?
We are. You know, I would say that, you know, where we struggle the most is probably on the emerging side of people on the startup side. Even though we mentioned startups earlier, that's more on the small business side. But we're going to figure that out. You know, that's something that we know is going to make a big difference in this town and something that we have to do.
You know, people would like to know, if you're ready to tell us, Eric, when the TCF branches become Huntington branches. I mean, it's not like a burning issue, but people have asked me, and frankly, they've also asked me when the TCF Center will become the Huntington Center. Any of these answers are welcomed here.
You know, Sandy is in this building somewhere, so I got to be very
careful.
She was
here a moment ago, and she ran when it was time for you to come up here, so she's hiding.
So
go ahead.
So the easy answer is Conversion Weekend will take place around Columbus Day. So we have an extra day, given the banks are closed on Monday, Columbus Day. So you will see a lot of sign changes to green on that particular weekend. As for the TCF Center, I will tell you it will most likely not be the Huntington Center, Paul.
Oh, really?
Because we have a Huntington Center in Toledo and Cleveland, so we're getting a little more creative, and you'll see an announcement on that relatively soon as well.
Well, now you have my interest, really. That's not the Huntington Center. Well, you already have two, so Toledo and Columbus. I mean, what's wrong with
we
Detroit?
Just don't want confusion. Toledo, you know, is a sister city to Detroit, and we want to come up with something new and unique. So we have a greenhouse down in Columbus, and they're working on a new name down
okay.
there. So.
All right, I'm just going to say, trust me, we will never ever confuse Detroit and Columbus. at least not football fans, that's for sure. All right, just so you know, here we are, the Mackinac Policy Conference underway now, really getting underway today. I guess as we conclude, Eric, in the final 40 seconds, what are you hoping to learn or walk away with this year at this one?
You know, for me and for my team, our team, it's really convening. There's so many people that are at this conference that can help us bring this plan alive. We can't do it alone. So it's a daunting number when you look at $40 billion and what we have to do just in Detroit and Southeast Michigan. So this group of people are the ones that can help us, and we use them a lot. That's one of our strategies, and nobody better than Sandy. You know, we have some new horsepower with Tom Schaefer. We have Gary Torgo. We have the horsepower.
You have a lot of horsepower. You do.
We do, and we're excited.
And I suspect you have great relations. I've watched them, great relationships with a lot of people that are here that are anxious to help you because you're helping Detroit.
You bet.
All right. That's simple.
Thank
you, Paul. Still don't want to come up with a tease on what the what I thought would be Huntington Center was going to be that isn't going to be the Huntington Center? Nothing. Oh, even his people are. Oh, no. He has nothing more to say. I'm sorry, Mr. Dietz has to leave. All right. Thank you so much, Eric. We appreciate it. President of Huntington Bank Southeast Michigan Region, growing and doing good things. We appreciate your work.
Thank you, Paul. We appreciate you, too.
Thank you.